is Parshas Vayera. Vayera is the parsha with packed with events and entertainment, excitement, Avraham Avinu. So much action, so much going on from beginning to end. Mamash, story after story. The story of the angels visiting Avraham, the story of destroying the stone, the story of Hagar and Ishmael, Yitzchak's birth. Finally, crescendoing, coming to the pinnacle, the end of the parasha, with the story of the Akedah, with Avraham being told to take Yitzchak and circumcise, and sacrifice him as a korban on the Mizbeach, on the altar. Abosai, when the Torah introduces the story of the Akedah, it says the following thing. V'yachad v'mayile was after these matters, v'halokim, and God, nisa es Avraham. If I were to ask you to translate the word Nisa, how did you translate the word Nisa? Hashem tested. That's the simple shot in the word Nisa, from the word Nisayon. Hashem tested Avraham. If you write that on your test, I would give you definitely some decent credit on that, because you're right. However, Moreover, Abosai, the Medrash over here, has another insight into what the word Nisa means. It doesn't only mean test. It says the Medrash, quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, "Nasata li reecha nes lis nosis." A nes is a banner. A banner is like a sign. Hashem gave Avraham a sign, and he basically showed Avraham greatness and how great he could be by giving him this akedas Yitzchak. Says the Medrash, "Nisayon achar nisayon, test after test, gidulin." Achar gidulin, growth opportunity after growth opportunity. He gave Avraham Avinu Rabosai a test after a test, so many tests, which were opportunities for growth. Says the Medrash, the word Nisa doesn't only mean test, but it means a banner. It means a person. It's a sign of growth. When you hang a banner for someone, your team wins. Oh, and you know, the other day, last night there was World Series. Who won the World Series last night? They lost.
Astros.
The Astros won. They're probably going to have a big party, a big parade, and they'll get these big banners and maybe a lot of money, and maybe a ring because they're very close now. When you accomplish something great, so there's a banner which is shown for that. Says the Medrash, Avraham Avinu received the banner. The banner that he got was that he passed the test. He passed his test. And when a person receives tests and they pass those tests, on the side,
equals happiness.
Equals greatness, says the Medrash. Nisayon achar nisayon, test after test. Gidulin achar gidulin. Tests, fellas, are opportunities of growth. Chances for growth. They make us great. I remember when I was in Keren B'Yavne a couple of years ago. Just a couple. Actually, it's already a couple of decades ago. I was in Keren B'Yavne. We had a test every single month on 20 blot of Gemara Sanhedrin. And guess what? By the end of the year, we finished the Masechta with Chazaras. We had a test at the end of the year on the entire Masechta Sanhedrin. 100 and something blot. I don't know, 112 blot, 111 blot. Tafiyomi is finishing Masechta Sanhedrin as we speak. One of these days, say tomorrow. Guess what? You know what those tests showed me and all my friends in Kibbutz time? We were capable of doing a lot more. Yeah, you learn more one time, two times. You have to know the Gemara. There's 20 questions you have to answer. You have to answer the questions in writing. It's not like an American multiple choice question. You have to know the answer. You have to write it out yourself. You know what those tests did for me? It pushed me in my learning. Were they easy? No. Did I look forward to those tests? The answer is?
Yeah.
Mixed emotions. You know why? On the one hand, there was like a burden. But on the other hand, they pushed me. They pushed me forward in my learning. They made me show myself I can chazer. I can know something. I can know a few blot in the Masechta. I can know. If I push myself, I can know. Tests are most that we have in life. It will make us great. Tests push us to a place where we can manage to accomplish a great deal. And the Medrash continues with an incredible idea. Listen to this Medrash. Why? And why did Hashem give out all these tests? You know why? Hashem wanted to show the world an incredible lesson. These tests talk to each and every single one of us. And give a little background. There's a very famous chazal, I think it's brought down in the Talmud of Eliyahu, which says, each person is obligated to say, when will my actions reach the actions of my forefathers, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? And Shaval looks at me like I'm from outer space and says, what? What, are you crazy? Is it really possible that my actions are going to reach the actions of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? I'm a little guy. I went to North Shore Academy. I went to TTI or Maimonides in Boston. I'm from Kedma in St. Louis. What's it called? Kadima in St. Louis. Or TABC in Teaneck. I went to DRS. Or I went to Cosmo. Or I went to Kushner. Or I went to Frisch. We have a lot of representation. I think I caught everybody in this room. Fine, we have a lot of reps in this room. Whatever I go say, me, I'm supposed to touch Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov's actions? How is that even possible? You know what the message answers? It's possible. You know why? You know why? Because Avram had a test that was appropriate for him. It was a hard test. A test that if maybe we were given, would be very hard for us to pass. But we're not expected to be Avram. We're not expected to be Yitzchak. And we're not expected to be Yaakov. You know what we're expected to be?
Ourselves.
And when the tests are given to us, which are tailor-made for us, Abosai. Tailor-made for us. We're supposed to try our best to pass those tests. My test is not the same as your test. And your test is not the same as your neighbor's test. You know why? Because we're all different. We're all different. We all come from different backgrounds. We all come from different families. We all grew up in different communities. We all have different wiring. We're all unique and different. And as such, Abosai, we all have different tests that are for us. And our job is not to pass Avram's tests, or Yitzchak's tests, or Yaakov's tests. Our job is to pass our tests. Tests, Abosai, are opportunities for greatness. Tests push us and show us what we can do. When we pass a test, it's like a wink from Hashem. A wink from upstairs, Hashem saying, look, you didn't think you could do that, you could do it. I don't want to embarrass anybody in this room, but I will. I won't say his name. But everybody has tests. Anybody that has a smartphone has a test. Am I going to be smart with my smartphone? Or am I not going to be smart with my smartphone? Am I going to outsmart my smartphone? Or is my smartphone going to outsmart me? There's a boy in this room, I don't want to glamorize any kind of behavior, that recently decided to test himself. Test himself with his phone. And see if he could push himself and accomplish great things by being off his phone. He may have been addicted to his phone. He may have spent hours and hours and hours a day on his phone. Don't look at anybody around the room. It might be you. And he decided, you know what? I'm going to push myself, challenge myself, and I'm going to see what I'm capable of doing. You know what we say to that boy in our shir, and to anyone else that makes that kind of commitment? Kol hakavod. We say to that person, I may not be there yet, and that's fine, but the fact that you push yourself and try and challenge yourself appropriately in a healthy way, kol hakavod to you. You know what you get from Hashem? A wink. You know what Hashem does for you? It makes you a banner. Like Avram, Elokim Nisa'as Avram. Said the message was a banner. Hashem gave Avram a banner. And the banner said, Avram, you are incredible. You passed your test. So too, Abosai, each and every one of us has tests that are made for us. And our job is to try our very, very best to pass those tests. And when we pass those tests, that is a sign of greatness. I close with the following idea. In the Siddhas Hashem, which we're learning together, in the first parak, incredible thing. A person's here in this world to do mitzvos, mas and tovim, and to stand up to his tests. That's what he writes. What does that mean? Here's what it means. According to this message, what it means is, tests are opportunities for greatness. You know what God wants you to be in this world? as great as you can be. He doesn't want you to be as great as he can be, and you to be as great as they can be. He wants you to be as great as you can be. And therefore he gives you Raf tests for you to show you how great you can be. Our job, fellas, is to look at the test, straight in the eye, and try our best to pass the test. And if we pass it, we should celebrate passing those tests. And if we fail our tests, which sometimes we do fail also, we should get right back on our horse and try again. And every effort is precious, and every stride we make is meaningful and chashuv. Hashem should give us the koach, the clarity, the siyata d'shmaya, to pass our tests, to become as great as we possibly can be, and to bring tremendous nachas ruach to him all the time.